Chapter 29. On the higher ground, Pox could see farther. From time to time the light strengthened, as if the sun might break through. The red horse seemed to know the way. Pox had explained, as if he were a human companion, that they needed to find the Grange at Westbells. She concentrated on riding. Now that she had time to think, she wondered that she was able to move about at all. Something or someone had worked healing on her. Her own gift, Gerd, the gods themselves. She was not sure why the healing was incomplete, but told herself to be glad she was whole of limb. Enough pains were left that she was glad when they came to Westbells near midday, with the winter fog still blurring distant vision. When she slid from the red horse's back, she staggered, leaning against him. Her feet felt like two lumps of fire. Marshal Torin stared at her when he opened the door to her knock.
"Is it?"
"Poxenarian," she said. He caught her shoulder and steadied her.
"Gerd's grace, I can't believe. We held a vigil for you, all the Granges."
He led her inside.
"We didn't really think you'd live or be strong enough to travel."
Pox sank gratefully into the chair he gave her.
"I wasn't sure myself."
She felt as if all her strength had run away like water. She didn't want to think about moving again.
5 days.
She wasn't sure if the emotion in his voice was surprise or elation or both.
"This will show those."
He banged a kettle on the rack and moved around the room, gathering dishes and food.
"I won't ask what they did, Liart's bastards, but I presume you need healing, eh? Rest, food, drink. We can do that."
He set a loaf down on his desk and a basin of clean water, then came to her, easing the hood back from her head. His breath hissed at what he saw.
"Damn them," he said.
His hands were warm and gentle.
"Some of this needs cleaning."
Pox winced, as he worked at one cut and another with a clean rag.
"What's this?"
He touched a swollen lump on the back of her head.
"I don't remember. The stairs, maybe."
"Let's see the rest of the damage."
He helped Pox out of her clothes. By the time the water boiled, he had cleaned all the festering wounds, not many, and she was wrapped in a soft robe.
"There isn't as much as I'd expected,"
he said, handing her a mug of sib.
5 days and nights.
Pox took a long swallow. The sudden attack of weakness had passed, and she was even hungry again.
"There was more."
Pox sipped again. She did not want to say how much. The memory sickened her.
"Broken bones. More burns. They're gone."
She waved her hand, unable to explain.
"Your own gift healed some of it,